In today's readings, I think we have two very important teachings of the church. First of all, we see in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles a very profound example of a saint imitating the mercy of God. For we see that Saint Stephen was, of course, proclaiming the gospel, and for that, he suffered death by stoning. And right before he dies, he says something very profound. He says, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Now notice that he doesn't say, "Oh Lord, it's fine that they're killing me. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Just don't worry about it because Jesus loves you." Now, of course, Jesus does love them. We know that that's true. But we see that Saint Stephen is begging for mercy upon them, saying, "Lord, please be merciful to them." For we know that the Lord desires all men should repent. And so we see this great servant of the Lord pleading on behalf of those who persecute him. But of course, we know that all of this is rooted in Jesus, for he himself, Saint Stephen, was a disciple of Jesus. And we see that Jesus starts speaking about the manna. And indeed, the Jews asked him, "What sign can you give us? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert." And Jesus says to them, "It was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven." And we see that the Jews then beg Jesus to give them this bread always. And we know that the true bread of heaven is the most holy Eucharist, which we have presented to us every single day in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And we know that the true bread from heaven is Jesus himself. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us be imitators of Saint Stephen, who pleaded on behalf of those who persecuted him. And let us also come to the altar with great joy and rejoice in the very great gift that is the Most Holy Eucharist.